are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, this is kind of nice. All right. They have, I guess, a survey or a study on where the most desirable places to live would be as we age and become seniors. And you would think that Florida or Arizona would be on the list, but I guess number one was Provo, Utah. Number two was Madison, Wisconsin. Number three was Omaha, Nebraska. And number four was Boston. On a list of most desirable places to live as we age. This report was from the, I don't have my reading glasses, the Milken Institute. I guess a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank that analyzed 78 factors that a panel of specialists deemed to most affect seniors' quality of life, including housing costs, crime rates, job market, opportunities for social engagement, and the weather. That's interesting. Provo, Utah, Madison, Wisconsin, Omaha, in Boston. Huh, I'm surprised because those are pretty snowy. You see, I mean, I live in Southern Nevada and we attract a lot of seniors and I think the weather is a part of it. I think it does. It's dry heat, you know, and I have a lot of arthritis issues. I don't know why. I think I'm just a wussy. And anytime I go back east, I feel it. I feel it in my hands. I feel it in my knees. I feel it in my hips. I just do. You know, your hips tell you a lot about the weather. Sometimes can predict the weather even before you realize it. You know, I know when it's going to rain because I feel it. You know, yesterday my hand was swelling, and I'm like, what's going on here? You know, I had to take off the wedding ring, and it wasn't because the Sparkless Water guy came over. It's just I, you know, needed to take the wedding ring off because, you know, I was swelling. And then it rained today. And so it, and yeah, I'm a little achy, and it's kind of humid, and I'm kind of grumpy right now. But, you know, what I like about Southern Nevada is, thank God, and knock on wood, you know, we don't have hurricanes, we don't have tornadoes, we don't have earthquakes. You know, we got the dry heat. You know, but the heat's only really, really bad for a few months a year. Other than that, it's pretty nice. My big criticism is I like snow. You know, I want white Christmases. So, you know, I definitely love going to these other cities that were mentioned so we could get snow. But for those people that don't like to shovel their sidewalk as they age or they don't do well in wet, more humid climates, you know, I'm surprised that those were the top four. But again, housing costs is important and nature, you know, people want to see green. I don't blame them. Omaha is exquisite. Provo. Provo. I've been to Provo, right next to Salt Lake City. Beautiful city. Salt Lake is gorgeous. So I get that. I get that. But I got to tell you, you know, after coming back from Montana last week, I probably would want to retire in Montana. You know, you have the lakes, you have the fly fishing, you have the rafting, you have the boating, you have the hiking, you have the skiing. Oh, I'm going to ski till I'm 80, 90 years old. I love skiing. I'm going to ski. It was absolutely exquisite. And then, you know, the wildlife, you know, seeing the bears and the moose and the elk. You know, we drove off into Idaho and you got to see the prairies and there were just cows crossing the street. I don't get to see cows in Southern Nevada. I don't get to see animals. But, you know, what I like about Southern Nevada is you're so close enough to California. If I ever want to go to Tijuana, 6-hour drive, right? If I want to fly anywhere, it's usually just a few hours. So it's not bad. It's not bad. You know, I always think about where I want to retire. Not that I plan on retiring soon, right? After this recession, I don't think any of us could retire. We all have to work. But, you know, I got to tell you, after you see, you know, parts of America that you've never seen, you didn't realize could be so beautiful, like Alaska and Montana, and you're just like, man, I could definitely live the rest of my life here. That's pretty nice. All right. So those were some of the top places to live as we age. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I want to talk about this appeal that Conrad Murray is asking for and what that's about. We got some news on a seal flu. All right, we have swine flu, we have avian flu, now there's a seal flu that scientists are kind of keeping an eye on, kind of concerned that this could be something that could spread. It turns out many illegal aliens that should have been deported that weren't ended up committing some pretty severe crimes. We are going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how we need to smile more. And I know some of you are like, oh, no, fluff piece, Dr. Dahlia. Not really. Not really. Smiling reduces stress and helps the heart. Yeah, see, you're doing it. See, it's so easy. easy. So easy. Honestly, right, what was that saying, laughter is the best medicine? No, that was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's a different song. And that spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. No. We're talking laughter is the best medicine. Absolutely. Whenever my kids are sick, I throw in a comedy. I think giggling helps. The endorphins are released. Absolutely. So we'll talk about how being positive works. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. If you guys have a Facebook account, it's very easy, right? And I don't send spam or events or, all this mail. All I do on my Facebook fan page is just kind of post important either facts or news articles. So find us on Facebook if you have a Facebook account. Click on the Facebook fan page so you could acquire access, and then we could be in touch with you there if you don't have a Twitter account. And, of course, for those of you who have an Android phone, there is a Dr. Dahlia Android app. It's free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. I don't think it takes up a lot of gigabytes, or megabytes, or 1.21 gigawatts. I don't think it takes a lot of those. So go to my website and download it, or go to your app store and download it. All right. Study came out today saying diabetic women experience decreased sexual satisfaction. You guessed it. Not only do men have erectile dysfunction, but women have a lack of sexual functioning. All right. Do they think it's because of the nerves? You know, many people with diabetes have less sensitivity. Could be that. It could also be an age issue. But apparently the study just found that diabetes is associated with lower sexual satisfaction, especially for those who are treated with insulin. Now, I don't know about you, but yeah, if I had to take shots multiple times a day, I probably wouldn't be in the mood for lovey-dovey either. But I think we really underestimate what diabetes does to our body. And losing sex drive and losing our ability to enjoy sex is a biggie. So for those of you that don't want to treat diabetes because, you don't like going to the doctor, it'll help your sex, I guess. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. What's this? Snoop Dogg changes his name to Snoop Lion? I don't get it. But why is he famous again? He does rap? I mean, I've listened to rap. I don't think I've listened or ever bought an iTunes of his songs. I mean, I've seen him, you know, a couple movies. I don't know why he needs to change his name, probably because then he gets, you know, to be talking, spoken of, right, on the Dr. Dahlia Show. There's some buzz on Cuba Gooding Jr. Apparently, yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr., I love this guy. He, I guess there's an arrest warrant out. New Orleans police issued an arrest warrant because he allegedly pushed a bartender twice. It was a woman bartender during a dispute at a bar in the French Quarter. I'm going to be going to New Orleans in a few months for radio show boot camp. I believe I'm going to be on one of the panels. I can't wait. I'm excited. So I'm going to finally get to see New Orleans for the first time. But I guess Cuba Gooding Jr. became agitated when customers recognized him, asked him to take photos. See, I love it when people go, oh, there's Dr. Dahlia. Let me take a photo of Dr. Dahlia. I love it. I'm like, yeah. But I'm sure, you know, if you've been a big star, like Cuba Gooding Jr., could get old, I guess. Hey, he hasn't been in a lot of good movies lately. Oh, well, no, he was in Red Tails. You're right. Now, so he still has a pretty, you know, strong career, so I guess he could get a little cocky. But anyway, yeah, I guess he pushed a bartender. Not good. Not too good. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, how are you today? I'm a 53-year-old male, and back when I was in my mid-20s, one of my girlfriends gave me the gift that keeps on giving, a form of genital herpes.
Yeah.
Now, I only get this, like, right above the crack of my buttocks on my lower back area. But in the last 8 or 10 years, when I get a flare-up, it's just my back goes out. It's, like, excruciatingly painful. Is there anything new in the world of research on fighting this, and is this lower back pain?
No, we lost him? No. All right. No big deal. Okay, so is there anything new in herpes and then low back pain with herpes? Absolutely. Your back will hurt with herpes. Herpes, remember, lives in the nerves. It's a virus that lives in the nerves. So when it comes out, you get nerve pain. You get itchy. You get burning. And you get pain. Now, let's just talk about that for a second before we talk about herpes. So low back pain. Whenever you get infected with the virus, many of you that already have a back condition will probably nod your head to this, saying, oh, my back hurts whenever I get sick. Whether you get swine flu, whether you get regular influenza, whether you get a cold, whether you get a herpes outbreak, your back hurts. Because many viruses cause myalgias, which is muscle aches. And any issue that you have, I think, musculoskeletal-wise, it just seems to exacerbate it a little bit more. So, you know, like for me, I've had issues with my back because I used to run and I used to ski and had a little ski accident. And so, yeah, whenever I get sick, I feel it on my back all the time. Feel it on my back and neck. I've had multiple car accidents, so I feel it. I mean, thank God, luckily, I've never had to have back surgery and I don't need pain medicine or anything like that. Thank God. But, you know, as you age, things worsen and discs dry out. So I don't know what will be. But I'm going to tell you, anytime I get any sort of a viral illness, flu, cold, the back gets achy. So when you're telling me that you get a herpes outbreak up above the tushy area, and thank you for being so descriptive, because I think my listeners really need to, you know, I have a good review of the buttock anatomy. And so that was fine. And I think the FCC will okay that one. But we don't like to use the word crack on the show too much, you know. We still have to be careful, but you could use it. You're okay. I can't. If the virus is hitting the back area, the type of pain you would have, if it's nerve pain, like with shingles, if any of you have had shingles, that nerve pain is deep. I mean, it is deep nerve pain. Even though you have superficial vesicular eruptions, which are in your epidermis and your dermis, that you see, the pain still comes deeper because of the nerve. So, yes, it's very common to have that deep back pain. My only concern, though, is you have an underlying back condition. And I think that should be looked at, because if your back feels like it's going out or feels like you're having that much pain, whenever you have a herpes outbreak, makes me wonder, okay, why is it vulnerable to begin with? Even though, yes, this could all be from the herpes, I would take a look. And I wouldn't be surprised if you have lower back issues. I mean, many of us do. You know, it happens with age. You said you were 54, I think. So I would definitely get that looked at. And I'm a huge fan of chiropractic and back strengthening exercises and, you know, trying to preserve the back, because we let our backs go. And we really overuse and we abuse our backs. Like right now, how am I sitting? I am sitting in the studio. I'm hunched over I'm hunched over back. I'm kind of reclining. I have most of my weight on my left buttock. My right buttock is, it's kind of, I'm wearing SpongeBob SquarePants pants, because it just looks good with my shirt. Right leg is crossed over. Crossing legs doesn't really help with the back. I'm leaned up. The only thing that is supporting my back now is my mid back against the chair. I'm very comfortable. I'm very relaxed. I could put my feet up on my desk. It's nice. That's why I don't wear a skirt, because I don't want to scare Kyle. But this is probably the most horrible position for me to be sitting in with a back. Absolutely. Ridiculous. And I think we abuse our backs. And so whenever you have an illness that brings up back pain or knee pain, et cetera, you probably have, just like with gout. You know, many times gout will hit a joint that you traumatized in the past. So you just wonder what are you going to do with your toe? You know, I mean, I've stubbed my toe how many times? I'm not going to do anything about it, you know? Okay, so now, anything new in herpes? Nah. Now, it's still the antivirals. What we have been doing that may be a little bit more new in terms of preventing outbreaks is having people take their antiviral medications, like your acyclovir, your vancyclovir, you know, your Valtrex, etc., every day. Taking a pill every day. A, it prevents outbreaks. B, it decreases transmission. Not 100%. You could still transmit herpes to your next partner. But it helps a little bit. You know, I have a lot of people that say, well, Dahlia, if I'm dating somebody with herpes and I don't have herpes, should I take the antiviral to protect myself from getting some? I don't think it'll hurt, but it hasn't been proven. You know, we still say avoid unprotected sex. The problem with herpes, though, is the condom doesn't cover it all. When people give each other herpes, many times you have herpes or you have genital warts outside the condom coverage area. So you could still pick up herpes, you could still pick up genital warts, and other STDs, fairly easily, even if you're having protected sex. Gonorrhea, chlamydia is a little bit more urethral to cervical, you know, type of, transmission. But, you know, when you have these cutaneous type of infections, especially viral, genital warts, HPV virus, herpes, the herpes simplex virus, you know, even touching buttock to buttock. I mean, I don't know what sexual position that would be. There's all these new sexual positions. I can't keep up. Right? And I have an excuse. I can't do that. My back hurts. So I don't have to do crisscross applesauce or the reverse cowgirl or the Scooby-Doo. I want to know what the Scooby-Doo is. Everybody's talking about doing the Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo? What's the Scooby-Doo? I'll have Kyle look it up. What sexual position is the Scooby-Doo? But anyway, if you're Scooby-Dooing, yes, you could transmit herpes. Now, also, there is cutaneous herpes. Some people will get a herpes outbreak on their abdomen, on their arm, on their leg. Looks like little vesicles. It's usually multiple little vesicles. They're very cute. People will always ask me, well, Dahlia, what's the difference between herpes and shingles? Well, if you look at the distribution, herpes will usually find one little cluster, okay? Yet varicella or your shingles, which comes from your chickenpox virus, usually will cover a broader area. The vesicles could look very similar, but it's a distribution issue. Herpes also usually won't always hit at the same place. Sometimes herpes will kind of move around a little bit. Whereas shingles, it'll usually be along that dermatome of that nerve where it comes from the back and then it circles around to either your abdomen or your leg, etc. Again, we use the same medicine, though. We still use the antivirals. They work. Knock on wood. Unfortunately, there's nothing new. People always ask me, "What, Dr. Dahlia, what about lysine and arginine?" Well, a couple decades ago, they were trying to look at nutritional changes you could do. And I think they were going somewhere with this, where they said foods high in arginine and low in lysine will cause outbreaks, whether they're your herpes on your mouth, your type 1 herpes, cold sores, whether they're genital herpes. And foods high in arginine would be more your chocolates, more your junk food, and your foods high in lysine would be more your healthier foods. So if you ate more healthy foods, you'd have less outbreaks, ate more chocolate, stress foods, you'd have more outbreaks as opposed to lysine, less outbreaks. I hope I said that right. But companies started to market lysine pills. And my patients who had herpes or cold sores who would take the lysine pills said it's not doing anything. Maybe some placebo action there. So unfortunately, I wish there was more because I love the idea of trying to use diet to help, you know, stave things off. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials today. Big thanks to XM Satellite for airing the show, as well as my multiple affiliates. And thank you all for tuning in and listening. Big congratulations are in order for Michael Phelps. I believe he won his 19th medal. Had a really good day. Again, it's very confusing, because the Olympics is happening 9 hours before we get to see it on NBC, and then I get to talk about it before it actually airs on NBC in my city, and then you all are listening sometimes to my show delayed, so I mean, it could be probably 3 weeks later And we're talking about something that appears to have just happened. But anyway, Michael Phelps will be going down in history as having the most Olympic medals, beating out the prior record holder, Larissa Latinina, from the former Soviet Union. She had won 18 Olympic medals in gymnastics for the former Soviet Union. I believe she's 77 now. I think she actually attended one of Phelps's latest races. She was in the Olympics from 1956 to 1964, teenage acrobat. So pretty cool stuff, pretty cool stuff. I think Phelps is over his depression. He looked happy. He looked very happy. We were all worried about him the other day, right? So I think that's good. Definitely helps with depression, winning an Olympic medal. He'll get some endorsements. He'll make some money again, maybe get some girls. And I don't like him growing a beard and mustache. When he gets scruffy, he doesn't look good. I think he looks better without the beard and mustache. Lochte is a cutie. Lezak is a cutie, too. But good for him. Looks like, he's doing pretty well. I know there's many events that people don't watch with the Olympics. Some of you don't even watch the Olympics at all. I love it, but many of the events we don't get to. Like, a lot of the events I really want to see, they don't air. Or I miss it, like the archery, javelin, discus. That stuff is cool. And I wish we could see more of that. I'm really not into synchronized swimming. I know it's probably beautiful, men's volleyball, I know a lot of people don't like to watch. But I got to tell you something. I was watching the men's gymnastics. I know a lot of you don't like to watch men's gymnastics. I got to tell you, I have a hard time when they do the splits because I know that must hurt them. I have a difficult time watching men, doing the splits. You wonder, do they even want to do, the splits or the floor exercise or some of the things they have to do? Oh, and then when they fall, when they're doing the pummel horse, it looks like they're always hitting their groin on the handles. It's very difficult to watch because you think they're going to hurt yourself. But I got to tell you something. It was pretty exciting with the men's gymnastics. For those of you that were able to see it, I don't know how, when you view it. But for me, it was last night. And I guess Great Britain has never won a medal in, men's gymnastics, etc. And they finally medaled. And we all thought they were going to win the bronze. And the Chinese had already been way ahead. Chinese was already up for gold. And everybody thought it was going to be Japan and then Great Britain. And all of a sudden, Great Britain, is cheering some of their latest floor exercises. And the crowd is so loud that as one of the Japanese Olympians is doing his pummel horse, he almost falls off the pummel horse at the end, instead of his headstand, a handstand, and landing. And you could just see, it's very difficult to concentrate when people are screaming. When I fantasize about being in the Olympics, everyone's screaming, yay, Dr. Dahlia. So I could see how if somebody else had to compete while other people are screaming for somebody else, that could be difficult. But anyway, after his little mess up, Great Britain was thrown into second place. So they're screaming and happy. And then you have Prince Harry and everybody's, excited. Everyone's in the stands. And then all of a sudden you see, cause then the Ukraine made bronze and Japan's out. So you see everyone, the Japanese team pretty upset and their hair's all kind of fluffy and everything. And then the coach, starts running over with money in his hand to the, Olympic committee. Some of the officials. And everyone's like, what's going on? Why is there money in his hand? And then he, gets rushed over to another table where he has to, give money. Whenever you contest, a score, you have to give money. And if they accept the contesting, then you get your money back. If they don't, they just take the money, So he's running around with money. He's flustered. And everybody's kind of standing around going, who's where, who's what? America had already lost. They were like fifth place or sixth place. And then they ruled, the Japanese, contestant actually did make a headstand, et cetera, handstand, whatever they do, and awards the silver to Japan. But wow. Whew. Then, of course, England gets third place. And the Ukraine are left with nothing. So you hear a lot of boos, but it was pretty dramatic. I never usually watch males gymnastics, and a lot of us don't. But that was pretty, pretty dramatic. And then I guess in one of the swimming competitions, the buzzer went off when it should. It sounds like they've had a lot of mess-ups. A lot of mess-ups with the Olympics this year. They don't tell the swimmers, ready, set, go. They just do the beep. And one of our American female swimmers jumps in. Everybody thinks she false starts, but no, somebody screwed up with the buzzer. So they showed everybody with the buzzer and what it looks like. And, you know, it just, I think they really need to get their acts together. But the one thing I was really shocked about with the Olympics was this whole debate on the moment of silence. There was some big debate and criticism why the Olympic Committee did not offer a moment of silence when the Israeli Olympians had been killed years ago. I'm also wondering why they also did a moment of silence for the bobsledder who died a couple years ago. Now, I believe they did the moment of silence for people who had died on the English train incident. And so they had a moment of silence during the opening ceremony, from what I understand, for that. But I was kind of shocked that somebody had died just 2 years ago. Plus, we had a whole country of Olympians who had died. You know, back in the, it was the 70s, early 70s. And you're just, I just think they've kind of messed things up a little bit. From a PR standpoint, they really messed things up. And now everybody's upset that the Queen wasn't smiling. I'm not worried about that. The Queen doesn't have to smile. Usually royalty doesn't smile. True, you know, the Kate Middleton and, you know, all the younger people, I think they're kind of, you know, helping the royals out, you know, looking a little bit more cool. But what, the Queen's in her 80s? She probably has arthritis. She's probably very uncomfortable. I mean, if I was the Queen and I was in my 80s, and let's say I had a hemorrhoid flare-up or something, I wouldn't be sitting there smiling. I'd be like, okay, well, this is kind of a long opening ceremony, right? Let's get through this. And it is long. I mean, the opening ceremony is really long. So I'm not worried that she didn't smile. I'm just a little kind of concerned about all these other mess-ups. You know, you don't tell somebody to have a silver medal, or you don't tell somebody to have a bronze medal and then say, no, we messed up. You know, I think they need to get their act together. I think the Beijing Olympics went a lot smoother, but still interesting. And at least Americans, I guess the Americans won gold in female gymnastics. That's great. I hope I didn't blow it for anybody. We heard about it earlier. I guess by the time, hours from now, they're going to show it. I don't know when they're going to show it, but, I guess, sorry. I hope I didn't blow it for y'all. About 9 hours ago, the women won gold in gymnastics. So I hope I didn't blow that for you if you didn't watch it on NBC. I got to tell you, that's just a complete cluster in itself, right? You hear all the news about what's going on with the gymnastics, and then we don't get to see it till later. All right, well, speaking of clusters, we got Dennis Hopper's kid accused of raping a teenage girl. He's 21 years old, has been accused of raping a teenage girl after plying her with drugs and alcohol, right? I guess he was in Relentless. I've never seen that. Is being sued by the mother of the unidentified 16-year-old girl who claims the girl met Hopper through a mutual friend. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. Also, speaking of clusters, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about these illegal immigrants that should have been deported and didn't. And the House Judiciary Committee this week has given us some pretty scary statistics on what some of these illegal immigrants did when they were deported. And when they were granted, not asylum, but they were just, I think, allowed to stay in the U.S. So don't go away. We need to talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You're going to be hearing a lot of buzz about this seal flu, and you're going to be a little confused as to why they think seal flu is going to affect humans. I went into great detail in the previous hour, and I'm going to go into I'm just going to briefly summarize it because I don't want you all panicking about seal flu. I know a lot of you like to, you know, kiss seals when you see them at SeaWorld. I miss Marineland. Marineland used to be in California. That was a great place too. But if you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, you know there's an app, an Android app. It's free. Download it. You can listen to the previous shows, get access to archives, podcasts, etc. It's free. Go to my website. You'll see the icon. Click it, download it, etc. Or if you have an iPhone, we are working on the iPhone app, but we have an on-demand button on my website that could also allow you to listen to the last few hours of the show and also get access to archives, etc. If you have a Facebook account, find me on Facebook. I'll give you up-to-date medical updates, and usually some of the top stories I'll put on my Facebook page. You don't have to find my regular Facebook account. I'm not really using it. I'm using the fan page because it allows a lot more people. The regular Facebook account maxes you out at 5,000, and it's just too cluttered. But the Facebook page, I love the way Facebook does it. So if you have a Facebook account, find us on the Facebook page. Click on that. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. That also makes it very easy for you to get any updates. So really quickly, last September, about 162 harbor seals were found dead or dying along the coast of New England. And they found that this virus actually was a mutant flu bug that was transmitted from the seabirds to the seals. So they realized that this virus had already been able to mutate to a form from bird to seal. It infected the seals' airways, causing lung tissue destruction. Then these seals acquired secondary infections, possibly causing fatal events, and it became a more virulent form of the virus. And WebMD reports that this virus has been around for a while. It's called the H3N8. It caused flu in horses back in the 60s. Then there was a canine form where greyhounds were affected in 2004. Apparently, it came from a horse. So the horse virus transmitted to the greyhound. Now it's pretty rampant among dogs. It spreads very easily around dogs. What they're concerned about is even though the seal H3N8 virus, which has affected horses and dogs in the past, is not currently a threat to humans, they're worried it could combine with the deadly avian flu, the H5N1, bird flu, because that is carried by seabirds. So if seabirds are carrying this H3N8 bug that affected seals, and they are also carrying the H5N1, if these suckers combine, very deadly, very highly mutant, very easily transmissible. So we're watching the H3N8. If you're as confused as I am, H1N1 swine flu, H5N1 bird flu, H3N8, yes, I'm confused. And what I'm really concerned about is, what about H4N700? Or, what's going on with all those? Okay? You know, it sounds like if they have an H3N8 and an H5N1 and an H1N1, I'm assuming there's a heck of a lot more viruses out there that we haven't been talking about, and I hope they're watching them for how they mutate. But like I said, I went into a lot more detail in the first hour. I'm not worried at this point, but never underestimate a virus. These things can mutate. When they replicate, they can combine. If H3N8 and H5N1 do any sort of lovey-dovey in these birds, yep, we have a very, very deadly strain. So we will keep you posted on that. Okay. Also, looks like it's pretty deadly, are arrested illegal immigrants that the Obama administration just let back, let's stay in America, didn't deport them. They found the House Judiciary Committee has released a report said that many of these illegal immigrants went on to commit murders, sex crimes. They said 19 murders were committed and 142 sex crimes occurred with thousands of illegal immigrants that had not been deported. Now, from what we understand, there was a, and let me find the source. I want to give credit where credit's due here. There was a secure committees program. These guys get credit here. Okay. There was where, let me read this to you. Okay. Apparently there were 160,000 immigrants. Most of them were legal. These were flagged by the Secure Communities program during a three-year period and were later charged in nearly 60,000 crimes. From what I understand, none of them were deported. Many of them were not sent home because their crime was not as bad. For some reason, 30,000, three-quarters of this group were legal aliens, so that's why they weren't deported, all right? But the tens of thousands who were here illegally, were not deported. And from what we understand, this quarter of that group of that 160,000 went on to commit 19 murders, 3 attempted murders, 142 sex crimes. And this was reported by the Judiciary Committee. Absolutely ridiculous. Just, scary. Don't we have a Department of Homeland Security? What are we paying taxes for? Who's keeping our borders secure? Who's keeping us safe? And I think what this shows is our current administration. And I mean, I'm just saying this as a worried mother, as a worried neighbor, as a worried, citizen. I don't think the current administration, the Obama administration, is doing a very good job protecting us. Yeah, keeping our borders tight and having a strong opposition to illegal immigration and enforcing their current immigration process. I mean, from what I understand, we have a fairly decent immigration process for people that want to go the correct way, want to enter the United States correctly. All right, I know it's kind of long, I know it's kind of tedious, but we do have an open border policy allowing people to come in, become aliens, get visas, get green cards, become citizens. From what I understand, we have a pretty intricate process. Yet we have parts of the country where they have now resurrected the don't ask, don't tell, right? Except it's now as relating to illegal immigration. Please don't tell us or we're not going to ask. I'm sure that's what California is now planning on doing. Don't ask, don't tell. Please, we are not going to ask your illegal immigration status and don't tell us. And so if there's other venues and avenues for people to come in illegally, they could commit crimes. If their crimes are not considered serious enough, they get to stay. For some reason, people that do get to stay can go on and commit more heinous crimes. And what are we doing about it? What incentive is there for somebody to go through the process correctly? If it's this easy to commit a crime, and it apparently you don't get deported, then why would anybody, go through the process normally and ethically? Why should they? We're not going to deport you. You can commit a crime on our land and we won't deport you. That's what this tells us. And this isn't just, a newsletter circulating. This was in the Washington Times. Right? Everybody's seen this. The whole world it sees this. Right? We don't deport. That's the message we are giving people. If you come here illegally, you won't get deported. And from what we understand, the government knew these people were illegal. And they either weren't eligible to be deported or were released by local officials before ICE could respond. This tells the world that we have a half-assed system. Where is our security? What are we paying taxes for? And can we fire the people involved? All right, I'm paying taxes such that for a variety of things. I want roads. I want schools. I want to know our borders are safe. And I'm very for immigration. I come from a family of immigrants. From my father's side, I'm a firstborn American. From my mother's side, I'm a fourth-generation American. And, I had family come through Ellis Island. I had family escape the Holocaust, etc. Very few of my family escaped the Holocaust. Most were killed. And they were able to come to America. They went through the process. They went through the process legally. I am definitely for in support of the legal immigration process. It just doesn't sound like we're enforcing it. So if there's no line or distinction between illegal and legal, we have a huge problem. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you could stay with us. If not, have a great rest of the day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Today only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2,000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.